Kentucky. They are hosting the South Carolina Stingrays. Coverage starts at 7:15. Puck drop at 7:30.
All right. So interesting conversation there with Tim Welsh, and he's got the Texas Tech TCU game coming up. Texas Tech is one of those teams that can do some major damage. And when they're playing home, what a great crowd they have. Seen them play at home a couple times this year. Good stuff. Update from Jupiter. I feel like Jupiter, like they're actually on Jupiter, Jupiter, Florida. Commissioner Rob Manfred, who has been in Jupiter all week, he joins the negotiations in person for the first time today. 3 days remain before MLB says a deal must be struck to avoid delaying the start of the regular season. Finally, the commissioner shows up. I still do not understand, except for better weather, why coming down here to Florida as opposed to being in New York? I don't know. Maybe they only lasted 15 minutes last week or earlier this week. No, it was last week. But coming down to Florida was supposed to make it all better. Cristobal?
No Rick.
Huh?
No Rick as of now.
Oh.
See if he calls back.
Well, we're having quite the day here. Oh, no answer.
Yeah, he didn't pick up.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll see if he calls back.
Okay.
About 50-50. He might be out. He was at the golf course yesterday, so he might be out there again today. It's right in his backyard.
Yeah.
Honda Classic.
Yeah, again, Commissioner Rob Manfred just said, was on site today at Roger Dean Stadium. First time all week that he has shown up.
Well, that's good.
Yep. 3 days before all hell breaks loose.
Why is he just showing up?
That's a good question. I just asked myself that. I asked the audience that. I don't know. Maybe because if he's representing the owners, which he does, I mean, that's his job, is probably a fear of getting hit by a spitball or something. Because, I mean, just, because the players aren't going to, the MLBPA. He's just sitting. I mean,
what's so important in his life that he couldn't be, at his job?
Well, he's been there all week,
but he hasn't been involved.
But he has the first time he's met in person at the negotiations. First time today.
Again, what has he been doing?
Oh, the usual: swimming, biking, golf, archery, whatever.
Beautiful.
Yep.
Beautiful beach week.
Yep. Yeah, I really don't know. I really do not know.
We are hitting that optimal boating weather right now. It is spectacular boating weather right now.
Do you think the water being up to about 74 or 75 right now, I would imagine that the fishing must be really good, right?
I don't know. I just want to be on a boat with a beer.
Is that going to happen this weekend?
Not the beer part. No, I've got a wedding to go to tomorrow.
Oh,
it's not the end of the world.
Oh, is it family?
It's not family, but it's a friend. So
your friend?
Kind. It's like a
mutual.
It's a guy a little younger than me, but we've known each other through family friends, if that makes sense. But it's out in Alva.
Oh,
got a designated driver. So
you're not staying overnight?
No, no.
What time?
I'm not sure.
Ceremony.
Yeah, ceremony.
The church at the same spot as the reception?
No, it's not a church. I think it's at like a barn, which is pretty cool.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped.
So everything's at the same spot.
Yeah, everything's at the same spot. I believe it's open bar. If not, I'll pull the wedding crashers move and just get a couple fake purple hearts. Have people buy me drinks all night.
Oh, geez.
It's not real. Would never do that. Would never do that. But yeah, that's what I got tomorrow, and then I think I've got a tea time Sunday afternoon. Kyle, if you want to shoot me a text to confirm, just go ahead and get on that. 1:10 Sunday afternoon.
So Meter is so pissed. So this is what's been going on. I'll share because I like to share. He's not going to care. He's going to join me on Monday. He's had major problems in Orlando trying to get out of there today via a car, get a rental car. He got screwed. I won't say the company. But he's Ubering to my place tomorrow.
From where?
From Orlando.
From Orlando?
Yeah. Yep. Might as well fly here.
How expensive is that?
I don't know, but it must be. It must be. And I think it got scammed by this other company pretty good.
I'm trying to think right now. I don't even know how much Ubers are because it's not like a cab where you got to give them your card at the end of the trip. It's just...
I just Google it and see what, you know, just on...
It's on your phone.
It depends what kind of car you have. But say it's just a normal ride. But if I'm going 3 hours, I'm going more of a luxury car, aren't you?
3 hours? Yeah.
From Orlando to here.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3 hours,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I am. I mean, I'm sure we got people who drive Uber. Would anybody, like... You can see the destination, obviously, when you go to pick somebody up. I just don't know how long he'll have to actually wait for somebody who's okay with 3 hours there. And then the 3 hours on the way back to Orlando, that Uber driver does not get paid for that.
I know. I wonder if you get – well, if that's factored into the final price.
I'm sure it is.
Or you're better off to call a limo.
Yeah, that – I don't know.
So I don't know. Interesting. 239-337-3776. 239-337-3776. We're attempting to connect with Rick Horro, but...
I wouldn't count on it.
I'm not counting on it right now. I am not counting on it right now. Major League Baseball, nothing is going on. Nothing that we know of. So it's looking like more and more. The exhibition games were supposed to start tomorrow. Grapefruit and Cactus League play.
Okay. So an Uber...
On average.
An Uber from here to Magic Kingdom... You can go Uber X, just your standard, for $189.
I'm looking one here. The Irish Whiskey just sent, Chris. Uber X, $234.98. Uber XL, $316.87. Or Comfort at $279.83.
That's weird. My XL is $259, and my Comfort is $278. $227.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd get a limo at that point. Maybe Sean can go and pick him up.
In the Monte Carlo?
Yeah, roll the windows down.
I don't think that would go over too well.
Keep a sixer in the back seat?
No, he's gonna want, you know.
You can haul in the Monte Carlo. You get the Monte Carlo on I-4 on a Saturday morning?
It puts more pressure on me.
I think that that's exactly.
Sean! No, but it puts more pressure on me because now I got to cram more stuff in a shorter period of time.
Sean, go pick up meat.
Go pick up meter. I mean, I kind of offered to go do it, but not really.
Would you go tomorrow morning to pick him up? That's going to kill your whole day.
It does. I mean,
I
wouldn't mind if I had to, if I got up at 4 in the morning and went and did it.
That's what you would have to do. You'd have to do the 4 a.m. or get up there at 7, although that early.
I hate driving.
You can probably move. You could probably scoot that early on a Saturday morning, not really worried about, although end of the month, cops have quotas that they have to hit for speeding violations. You're going to have a lot of cops out there shooting radar this weekend. Yeah, let him Uber.
Yeah. Well, I got my Waze app, and that's pretty good. Do I go over the speed limit? If it's 70, am I going 80? Probably. I'm not going past that usually. I'm not
80.
I'm not crazy.
83.
Yeah, I'm not crazy. Alligator Alley, you're more tempted to go.
87, 92.
But I wouldn't be going that.
You'd be going up 75.
I'd be going up 75 to.
Well, you can go up 75 and shoot over on 4, or you can go up and hit like, 27? I think, and you take 27 up through the center of the state. And it knocks you out around Lakeland on I-4.
Cocoa Puff says, I'll pick the dude up if you guys get me in the bracket. Oh, Lord. All right. We're going to have Wikipedia coming up. And at 4:45, Chris has put together an anti-Craig list of post-2000 sports because he's very upset that Craig has gone old fuddy-duddy, apparently, according to him. But we shall see.
We got Rick.
All right, excellent. Oh, all right. Rick Horro, our awesome sports business guru, joins the Sheeman and Shepherd program, minus Mr. Sheeman, who's taking a long 4-day weekend. Hello, Rick Horro. How are you?
Where the hell is Sheeman? I don't do this without Sheeman.
He's on vacation. We don't need him.
How do you know when he's on vacation and when he's not?
Well, he's liable to tell you the same thing about me and Chris. But
well,
anyway.
He has on numerous occasions. So anyway, how are you? Yeah, what a beautiful, 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 beautiful day here. It's 84, not a cloud in the sky here at the Honda Classic. The field is not the world's best, but that's okay.
You know, I was looking at a highlight, and I remember watching it. I think I was 1982. I was 15 when Corey Pavin holed out to win the thing. That was, I'll never forget, one of the great moments I'll never forget in golf.
That may be one of the best shots ever, you know, in history relative to where he was in life. And, you know, this Honda has undergone a real metamorphosis. It started in 77 as the Jackie Gleason Inverary Classic. Then it moved around Broward in Lauderdale for a while. Then it moved up here. Then it moved over to Mirasol across the street. Then thanks to Jack and his renovation, it's come back. And everybody has been cooped up. It's like all the gates opened, and everybody in the world has tried to make up for lost time. They're fighting over concessions. They're spilling beer on each other.
Oh, God.
They're getting in fights. This is a...
Really?
It's almost like Phoenix, man. I'm telling you, it's the Wild West.
Well, they just throw stuff when you get a hole-in-one. I didn't see a lot of fights there or anything else. The younger guy, people, that's amazing. Really, you've seen a couple fights, huh, at the Honda?
We had a New Yorker yelling at a poor defensive policeman saying, I'm going to have your job. And the guy was saying, Elmer, get the car. Stop the argument. It was like, I wish I had taped it for him.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What was he upset about? I'll have your job. What was he upset about?
He was upset because a cop told him not to go inside the ropes. I guess, you know, he didn't know that you're not supposed to go in the ropes. This was a rookie spectator. And, you know, if I'm the Palm Beach Gardens Police Force, bless those people, I would get five times the amount of money as I get today for going through this. I'll tell you that. So.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous. I just said, son, get you know, you're under arrest. I wouldn't even mess around. I wouldn't. I got no tolerance for it.
I agree. I agree. And I think he was drunk, too, which, of course, helps.
Get out. No.
Yeah, right.
Now, you didn't see Commissioner Rob Manfred around there at all, did you?
No, but he's pretty close to here. I mean, you know, he might have taken off and teed it up this afternoon after the talks. But, you know, they're at Roger Dean Stadium and they're talking and all the owners are around. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if a couple of the guys come out because it is only half a mile. It wouldn't be good form if somebody sees somebody that ought to be negotiating out on the golf course. What? But, you know, that being said, I don't think they're that far apart. Minimum salaries, they can get it done. The bonus pool for pre-arbitration, they ought to be able to get it done. The requiring teams to spend money. That's a team issue more than a player issue, although it does increase the amount of money available if you require teams to spend. So any one of those in and of themselves is not enough to blow a season up. And it may just be that they're jousting to manipulate so the season starts for real in mid-April as opposed to, you know, late March, beginning of April, where the average temperature up there is like 25 degrees. That opening game is wonderful in every city, no matter what. But then the rest of that first homestand is miserable, attendance-wise. So I guess we'll just have to see how it works.
Well, I do not share in your optimism at all because I think they're still $50 million apart on some of the bigger issues, the CBT stuff. And what I'd like to know, I mean, Rob Manfred, actually, I bring him up because he's been in Jupiter all week. In 3 days, and he's finally going into negotiations today for the first time just now. So 3 days remain before MLB says the deal must be struck to avoid delaying the start of the regular season. Should he have been there earlier or would have served? I mean, is it a bad look because he wasn't in there earlier, even though he's been down here all week? I mean, what's your thoughts on that?
No, I think negotiating strategy, you don't hold it against a party if they hold their closer out to the last minute if he's their closer. You know, if he's their disruptor, then it's a step back. But I've seen a lot of negotiations where the number two takes it 80% of the way, 90% of the way, and you don't know where they are as far as the dynamics of the negotiations. Now, you're right in the sense that if the guy's next door and if everybody else is from out of town, maybe common courtesy is, you know, come over and say hi. But that's a different issue.
All right. Before we move on to stuff, your prediction. My prediction is we will not have baseball before June 1st. Yeah, I think it's going to be that bad.
But you're always a glass half empty.
Usually. I want to be wrong. I want to be wrong here. I just think this is a mess. I think it's an absolute mess.
And I hear the rumor that Brady's coming back to play for the Patriots. Is that going to happen too?
No, he's making movies right now.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Brady for 50? Is that what it's called? Brady for 60?
For Brady, whatever it is. But
oh,
I mean,
because
the average age is 80. You know, you got Rita Moreno, who's 90, yeah. Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, and Sally Field. Sally Field's the baby at 75.
the cumulative age there is, what, like 270? I saw that. That is the fawning sisters. All four of them are just going to fawn over Tom.
Yeah.
For 2.5 hours.
And then there's a rumor out there, too, that Fox may go after him for, you know, TV work. I don't think he's coming back to play football.
Now he's got all the opportunities, and he went on an extended vacation. He's going to go on another one. It'll be harder and harder, you know, to get him back into it at 44, 45, 46.
Yeah. Sticking with golf, it was interesting about the PGA Tour, the Super League, as you had said, isn't garnering nearly as much support as they had initially hoped. And also, interesting take, Phil Mickelson, all that stuff. What are your whole thoughts on how that whole situation played out this week?
Well, you know, if Phil had a choice, he would have crawled in a rock for about a week and not said anything. And he, frankly, put his foot in his mouth wider and deeper over a shorter period of time than almost anybody I've ever heard. He alienated the tour, the Saudis, the Americans, everybody else. And so he's got to figure out how to come back humble after losing KPMG, and on and on. And I think most people are now stiffer in their opposition of abandoning the PGA Tour. Certainly, you know, Rory is, and Justin and Dustin is, and Koepka. And, you know, Morikawa, and a lot of those guys who are not at the Honda but would be saying it if they were, it's like all for us, and let's make sure that we rally around the PGA Tour, which is a good thing for them. Let's just see how it all shakes out.
All right, and finally, because I know you're busy. Absolutely. You get it's past four. It's past tea and crumpet time, but it's almost bourbon and bourbon and shrimp time.
Bourbon time. By the way, Tito's vodka.
Yes,
I'm going to give you a unexpected endorsement for Tito's vodka. That's all they were serving this afternoon, and boy, is it smooth. They ran out of soda, so I volunteered to just drink it whole out of the glass, straight vodka. And there's a taste to it. It's really good. So, Tito's, I'm expecting you to pay an invoice once I send it to you.
That is usually my vodka of choice lately.
Yeah.
You need a couple of cubes and maybe a little squeeze of lime or lemon. You're good.
Perfect. Exactly.
You're good.
Now, what else do you want?
One last thing about the nil deals. And the reason I bring it up is, I don't know if you saw it yesterday or today, but Bronny James has signed a nil deal. He's in high school. He can get away with this in California. With PSD Underwear, the youngest athlete to ever sign with the brand. He joins Ja Morant, Debo Samuel, Jimmy Butler, Tyler Herro, Bubba Wallace, Hannah, and Haley Cavender. But it's a nice-looking underwear. It's more like shorts than underwear, boxer shorts. But where do you see the nil? Where is this headed?
Well, we know where it's headed. The guy that runs the New York State High School Athletic Association, who's a friend, Robert Zayas, I went to see him 8 months ago in Albany. And he said, you know, the thing that bothers me is not that NIL is not going to be regulated, because we know that the colleges are ready to punt. And this was before they punted, but they knew it. And what bothers me is the eighth grader is going to be tapped on the shoulder and get an NIL deal, because in certain states you can't stop it. Forget the high school player. The high school player is going to do it. He doesn't deserve it. There's going to be this whole empowerment, non-teamwork deal. And they're worried about seventh, eighth graders who, you know, are committing to schools and have an NIL attached to it. Well, guess what? It's going to come true.
Mm-hmm. All right, my friend. Well, thank you so much for taking time out and moving from Thursday to Friday. I know it really upset your social calendar. And the tea and crumpets, though, I'm sure somebody's serving tea and crumpets in your neighborhood.
tea crumpets and Tito's. And yes. tell Wally Pipp that if, you know, if he lets you do this alone, he may never come back.
Oh, that's fine. You know, I've done plenty of shows alone. It will be fun. No, he was just glad that we were supposed to have another co-host today. He got stuck in Orlando because his rental car company screwed him, so he's going to have to Uber in tomorrow. But anyway, we digress.
Oh, boy. So he's Ubering in, but that's the most expensive Uber in the history of the world.
Yeah.
To support Myers. God bless you.
Yep.
I hope, just tell Beasley, I hope he reimburses him.
Okay. All right, Rick, have a great weekend.
Later.
All right.
You too, man. Bye.
We'll talk
Bye.
To you soon. Rick Hora, sports business guru. Hey, $5,000. $5,000 up for grabs at ESPNSouthwestFlorida.com. Right now, log on. Click on the Man Cave Makeover icon and register with your email. It is that simple. Someone across the country going to win, so why not you? Sheeman and Shepard rolling along here on a Friday. We've got Wikipedia coming up in just a little bit. 5 o'clock, the Miley Experience, as always, the Harry Carey, hopefully at the bottom of the hour at 5:30. And your phone calls until then, 239-337-3776. What's on your mind on this beautiful Friday here in Southwest Florida? Sheeman and Shepard here on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Back here on Sheeman and Shepherd for another hour and 27 minutes or so. And still lots to do today at the Sheeman and Shepherd program. Craig is off today. He is off on Monday. My special guest, John Meter Perel, got especially screwed today in Orlando by a car company. So he will not be here, but he will be here with me on Monday. And the reason I know that is because he's Ubering to my house tomorrow morning and he's crashing at my place for a few days. And we'll be here on the show on Monday. He's got nowhere else to go. 239-337-3776. Wikipedia coming up. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have decided to exercise their fifth-year option on the contract with linebacker Devin White. Scott Reynolds had it first at PewterReport.com. White's deal expected to be, for the linebacker, $11.374 million, which is fantastic. So that's one step in the right direction. Made his first Pro Bowl this past year, 359 tackles, had a pick, 15 sacks, 30 quarterback hits, 4 forced fumbles, and 2 touchdowns in 45 games in 3 seasons.
Not a long-term deal, though.
No.
That's interesting.
Yes, it is. Yep.
They're one of the most fascinating teams for me in the free agent market.
And this is interesting, too. Tampa Bay has picked up the fifth-year option on every first-round choice since Jason Light became the GM in 2014. It's a start. It's a start. Yeah, they are fast. Again, quarterback. Who
maybe?
Quarterback. Who? And it's not Blaine Gabbert. I want to hear Blaine Gabbert. Tampa Bay, Washington, Carolina, Seattle, Green Bay, Pittsburgh. That's 6. 7, Denver. That's 7 teams right now. Did I say Seattle? Yeah. 7 or 8 teams that really don't know. I think it's going to be, and Lamar Jackson, what happens? Does he get his money? As we talked about earlier, his mom is his agent, basically. That's not making that up. That's true. And who blinks first? Or who gets the deal first? Because if Lamar Jackson, as I said earlier, if he gets that money, Aaron Rodgers is going to go, okay. He denies, by the way. Now Aaron Rodgers denies that he wants the $50 million. He's denying that.
I don't ever believe anybody who says that they don't want $50 million. Yeah, I'm confirming right now. I will accept $50 million to do my job. Of course, anybody would say
that. What a trooper.
Anybody would say that. Doesn't make you a bad person.
Yeah. again... They would be, Rodgers has a cap hit of nearly $47 million for the upcoming season, but if he gets a new contract, it could save $20 million to $25 million or more off the cap hit. So he claims he's not asking for, okay. So you know what he's asking for? $49.5 million.
Yeah. I think
he's going to want Mahomes' money.
I think he's starting his play right now. He does. He won't come out and say, I'm not playing for the Green Bay Packers next year. But he's going to make life very difficult for that front office trying to keep him. And he's also said, only way I stay is if Devontae Adams stays. So there's the franchise tag right there for a team that's already how many million over the cap? 40-something million over the cap? I mean, they're cutting players. Was it yesterday or Wednesday they cut a linebacker? Because they've got to start getting rid of money off the books for next year.
And this is before Devontae Adams is even
signed.
That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't get. I mean, I don't know.
I think he's going to make life so difficult for Brian Gutekunst that they just say, financially, there is no way for us to pay Devontae to get you your $50 million or however much you want, you know, without saying $50 million, $48.5 million. It can't be done. We're moving on. I think that's his play here. So he doesn't look like the bad guy at the end of all this.
And as we've seen all week or not seen all week, there have been no discussions between the Packers and Devontae Adams. Nothing. And maybe they're waiting to see what happens with Aaron Rodgers.
Now, look, I don't think we haven't had the tag. Well, I guess we just had the first tag apply.
Yeah.
That was the first time it happened. Teams are still trying to negotiate the long-term deal.
No, I agree with that.
They want to negotiate a long-term deal so that they can spread signing bonuses out over the length of the contract and not have the cap hit all at once for 1 year. It's just I don't know what you're waiting for, because you're not keeping Devontae Adams for a long-term deal.
No, I don't think so.
It's a one-year deal, you tag him or you don't.
Aaron Rodgers is kind of holding this franchise hostage again, and he keeps saying he's going to say something soon. I don't know what soon means for him. He has said this before, and it's taken months. I don't know what soon is. Next week? Monday? Tomorrow?
Soon.
Tonight?
Soon.
What does that mean?
Okay, my guess, either Tuesday with Pat McAfee or the following Tuesday with Pat McAfee.
Think he announces it on the Pat McAfee show?
Yes, that's my guess.
I'm still at 50-50. I'm at 53-47 only because I hired Clements rehired him as a quarterback coach.
I am now
55-45.
Now 90-10 that he's gone.
Really?
At this point, I would be surprised if Aaron Rodgers is back next year. We know what he needs, and they're not going to be able to deliver everything that Aaron Rodgers wants.
Well.
Or at least both the things.
Yep.
Devontae Adams and $50 million. I want them both.
Well, Aaron Rodgers is probably going to say that.
No, that's my
exactly,
point on this.
It's exactly what he's going to say, and I don't know how they get that done. And then without crippling the entire organization for years to come.
And then in all of his sit-downs next year when he's got his Broncos hat on or he's got his Steelers hat on or his Titans hat or whatever hat he has on, and he gets asked the question about Green Bay, he can say with a straight face, look, I wanted to stay there, but it just couldn't work. Yeah. They couldn't give me everything that I wanted.
That's what he'll do.
He'll twist it and say they couldn't deliver.
But they won't buy
it.
Fans won't buy that. Packer fans will not buy that. They've had that. Oh, Matty, yeah, it's a great point. Don't forget Indy looking to upgrade a quarterback. Yeah, Indy. So we're talking about 8 or 9 teams. Purple Pirate, Tannehill to Tampa, Rodgers to Tennessee. I suppose anything's possible.
You trading for Tannehill? Not if I'm Bruce Arians.
I don't think so.
Right.
I don't think so.
Tannehill's not a free agent, right?
No. And then San Fran, I still think that Jimmy G's getting traded. I'm about 80-20 with that. I just don't. I mean, it's just been too much writing on the wall there for it not to happen. And Trey Lance, takes over. Pittsburgh is the other intriguing one to me. Which team makes a move first?
But it's not surprising when you hear right now, the 49ers aren't totally sold on moving on from Jimmy G. Of course they're going to say that right now. They're going to try to get the most that they can for Jimmy G. Why would they say, oh, yeah, we're for sure moving on from the guy?
Well, they kind of did say that,
though. They did in the regular season. But now when you hear Adam Schefter, and this is where my mind goes, yeah. Adam Schefter, sources tell me Niners are not completely sold on moving on from Jimmy G. Of course John Lynch is going to want that out in the media, so the Steelers or whoever else is in the quarterback market, the Colts, say, oh, maybe we'll just send him the one since they're not really sold on it.
Yep.
I don't buy it for a second. Not a second.
Matt Nagy, by the way, has been hired by the Chiefs as a senior assistant and quarterback's coach. That was earlier today. He's back in the game.
Yep, and he was the Chiefs OC prior to Eric Bieniemy.
Yep.
So going back with Andy Reid.
Yep.
Which makes sense. Pensacola says that Tampa would do better to get Mitch Trubisky. That's what I said yesterday. I would like to see that. I don't think Mitch Trubisky is broken. I think you can get him on the cheap, a one-year prove-it deal, and you see if you're the Buccaneers. Should we try to keep this thing together and pay a guy like Devin White the long-term money that he's looking for, or do we just move on? And we just say, okay, it was a nice run. We got our championship out of it. We had a great two-year run with Tom Brady. Now we're going to go back to the way we have to operate and build through the draft. I know you don't like Mitch Trubisky, I'm yet to hear a better option from anybody. Apart from Aaron Rodgers.
If you had the option, would you rather have Mitch Trubisky or would you rather bring back Jameis Winston? I'm not saying either answer is wrong, by the way. But if you had right now, the way Jameis redeem himself last year for the amount of time that he played?
What, 7 games?
Yeah.
Right? Eight games? 8th game he got hurt, I think?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you get whoever's cheaper, to be honest with you. Like, I think that the good is better with Jameis, obviously, but I don't know how much of New Orleans Saints Jameis Winston was actually Jameis has changed versus Sean Payton was the guy calling the plays for him and put him in a really good position.
Again, 7 games, 59% pass completion percentage, 14 touchdowns, only 3 interceptions, like sacked 11.
59% completion percentage is not good in today's NFL.
Okay.
It's not.
But 14-3 touchdown interception ratio is.
I believe 5 of those were in his first game against the Packers where he threw like 5 touchdowns on 19 pass attempts.
Yeah.
Not completions.
Yeah.
Attempts. It was the, what was it? Because we came in here after week 1 last year and he set the record for the highest touchdown to completion percentage or attempt percentage through 1 week in NFL history.
Yeah, and then he threw one against the Patriots. I still don't know how it wasn't intercepted by 5 guys, but somehow he's falling down and
I'm not sold that he's worth taking a flyer on. I think he's worth taking a flyer on, but I think Tampa's one of those. Just you've already split up. Don't keep texting your old girlfriend. Like, just let her go. You go your own way and find happiness somewhere else. Because, yeah, the highs may be good, but the lows are bad. You know the lows are bad.
The lows are very bad.
So I'd at least rather see something different in Tampa.
So Mitch Trubisky, you know, with Mike Evans, we don't know. I mean, we don't know who's going to be there. And again, Ryan Jensen, Alex Kappa, the offensive lineman.
Evans will be there.
Evans will be there. We don't know if Godwin's going to be there.
Right. Godwin is
certainly looks like he's going to be, though, at least for they're going to make every effort to. I don't know about Gronk. We don't know about that. We know AJ Howard and Cameron Brait will be there. Again, Ryan Jensen, Alex Kappa are huge.
And the Bucs have about $20 million in cap space before this tagging of Devin White, so I don't know what that does to their salary cap. But paying Mitch Trubisky on a one-year deal or like a two-year deal, but the second year is a team option for relatively low amount of money for the quarterback position, maybe you've got that extra $2 million to then keep one of those offensive linemen on your roster or keep a Leonard Fournette if you think playoff Lenny is going to be the guy that is going to help the running game and alleviate some of the pressure that you're going to put on the passing game. It gives you more options versus going out and trading for a guy like, I don't know, Kirk Cousins where it's like a $34 million cap hit, all guaranteed, and I get it, it's only 1 year with Kirk Cousins. I just think that I'd like to see the Bucks get a little creative. And instead of just going like the ho-hum route, I'd like to see them try something a little bit off the normal thought process.
I'm hoping the ho-hum route is that the fake Blaine Gabbert could be a guy type of thing. That to me is the ho-hum route, which that's unacceptable. I think it's unacceptable. All right. Guess what? Time for Wikipedia. And today, Cristobal has come up with post-2000 sports trivia.
Yes, when sports started.
Wikipedia brought to you by Big E's. Winner will get a free breakfast or lunch for you and a friend from Big E's Place in Fort Myers. Caller number 9 right now at 239-337-3776. Caller number 9, 239-337-3776. Time to play Wikipedia here on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
All right, time to play Wikipedia. Chance to win. It's Adrian on the Cape. I won't do the Rocky thing. I'm sure you hear that every day. Adrian, welcome.
Okay, I feel good. The young Adrian's perfectly fine.
All right. How you doing?
Doing good, man. Love the show.
Thanks, man.
Back to work.
All right. Appreciate it. All right. Chance to win a gift certificate, breakfast or lunch at Biggie's. All right. So here's what it's going to be. Cristobal has the post-2000 trivia.
Yep. Sports trivia. When sports trivia started in my life. Yeah, cool. So, Adrian, first question goes to you. What team has the most Super Bowls since 2000?
Oh, since 2000. Let's see. I guess that would be the Patriots.
Correct. 1-0.
Yeah.
Pete.
Yep.
What team has the most NBA championships since 2000?
I will say it's probably wrong. San Antonio? No.
Incorrect. Adrian, you can steal if you can tell me what team has the most NBA championships since 2000.
That'd be the Golden State Warriors.
No, that would be my second guess.
The Lakers.
Yeah.
The Lakers have five.
Yep.
Yeah, a bunch of teams have four. Lakers have five. That's okay. All right, Adrian, back to you. What college football conference has the most national championship wins since 2000?
Would have to go with the SEC.
It just means more. Take notes, everybody. Adrian with the 2-0 lead. All right, Pete. Mm-hmm. What school has the most national championship game appearances in college basketball since 2000?
Appearances. Say it again.
What school has the most national championship game appearances in college basketball since 2000?
It's probably there's a couple here. I'm going to go that you North Carolina.
Correct. 4 appearances, 3-1 in those games. Mm-hmm. Pete is on the board. Adrian. All right. You can win if you can tell me what team has the most World Series titles since 2000.
Maybe, unfortunately, the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, big winner.
2004, 2007, 2013, 2018.
That's correct.
Those are all gut punches right there.
All right, Adrian, you got the win, 3-1. Good job, man.
Good job.
Okay, love the show, guys.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right, got a few more here.
I never get those.
All right. Pete, name all of the schools that have won back-to-back college football national championships since 2000, A or BCS and college football playoff only.
Alabama. That'd be a trick question. That may be the only one. Yes.
That's correct. Yeah, USC, they won like an AP national title, but LSU won the BCS that year, so I didn't count it.
Okay.
All right. I got a few more here. Name all the schools that have won back-to-back college basketball national championships since 2000.
Florida. That might be the only one.
Yeah, there's only one. Yeah. Yep, good job. Yeah. All right, last three. These are difficult. I don't know if you will get these. Jerry Rice holds the Super Bowl record with 215 receiving yards in the Super Bowl. Since 2000, who has the most receiving yards in a Super Bowl?
Since 2000, the most receiving yards in a Super Bowl. I'm almost tempted to say when Deion Branch won the MVP, but I'm not going to. Or should I? Okay, no.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't want to waste too much time.
Okay, so it was in 2000. It was Isaac Bruce, against the Titans.
Okay.
So it was January 30th of 2000.
Okay, technically.
Yeah, technically the 99 season.
Yeah, that's a
but
trick
actually,
question.
Outside of that, it was Julian Edelman against Eagles.
Eagles, yeah.
Yeah. Which one? Okay, I'm down to here. In 2000, what Lakers player scored 228 points in an NBA Finals series, the most of anyone in the 21st century?
Say that again. I missed the first part.
In 2000,
yep.
What Lakers player scored 228 points in an NBA Finals series, the most this century?
Now, Kobe, Shaq. That was one of those two.
That was Shaq.
Yeah.
And last question, what soccer player has won 7 Ballon d'Ors, player of the year, since 2000?
Messi? About that? How about that?
Yes, Messi. Cristiano Ronaldo's second with 5.
Nice. Nailed it.
Yep. Good job. That was fun.
It was.
When people actually care about sports.
You're saying Craig doesn't care?
I'm saying Craig has had some questionable topics this week. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, because you don't like it.
It's not because I don't like them. It's because nobody knows the answers to the questions that he's asking.
Do.
He asked us this week, who's the only quarterback with 50 passing attempts and no career? It was a ridiculous question. The answer was Mitch Trubisky. I forget even what the question was now.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's been all over the place with Wikipedia this
week. Kind of that's a 2000-ish question.
No, but the point is he doesn't respect today. He likes to live in the last millennia, and that's not what I do.
All right. Well, either way, it was fun. Good job. All right. Fourth and final hour coming up here in the Sheeman & Shepherd Extravaganza.
Miley.
Yeah, Miley is
Don't
coming
forget.
Up. Absolutely. Miley's coming up. And Harry Carey is supposed to check in at the bottom of the hour. We'll have some fun here at the top and to the bottom. Might we play some sound that you might be interested in from earlier today, including Shaq, who volunteered to freeze his junk last night on TNT. So we'll get into all of that. Your phone call is 239-337-3776. 239-337-3776. Sheeman and Shepherd until 6. Rolling along on a Friday here on ESPN Southwest Florida, ESPNSouthwestFlorida.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.